number of the rebuild projects have produced significant enhancements in terms of the facilities we previously had. I think few will be as visible to patients and members of the public as the new coronary care unit, which we signed a contract for today and which construction work has already begun on. The old unit was in the 1960s, built into one of our oldest parts of the hospital. The staff provided excellent clinical care in an area that really had never been designed to meet the needs of a modern coronary care unit. The new facility will have an isolation room for patients who are either at risk of transmitting infection or at risk of being infected if they're particularly vulnerable or neutropenic. It will also have a side room for patient comfort and to provide patient privacy, particularly if the patient is very, very ill in the coronary care unit. The other beds will be laid out in a design that maximises the ability of the clinical staff to observe them and monitor their ongoing condition. Obviously, patients in the coronary care unit are particularly ill, and having that sort of very clear flow, spaciousness and clear observation, and also having privacy facilities for patients who are particularly ill, it's really important. The unit will provide a fantastic addition to services in Letterkenny. The oncology, hematology oncology ward will be much more familiar to people. It will be very much the same layout, but we will have increased the number of isolation rooms, again, for oncology patients who are neutropenic and particularly susceptible to infection.
In terms of the ongoing redevelopment and reinstatement as such of the hospital, questions being asked about outpatients. It initially moved down to the town centre location for a period of 1 to 2 years. It's been just over that now. What is the long-term future for outpatients?
Okay, well, at the moment, the outpatients are remaining where they are at this point. Most of our projects in our timescales initially, we expected to have most of them completed much earlier. But as I say, and you referred to earlier, the fact that we have increased the scale and scope of design on the projects, the rebuild projects have extended for a much longer period than was originally envisaged. The new outpatient department down in Scally Place significantly increases our outpatient capacity. It increases our clinic rooms from 18 to 28 rooms. It gives us much more space. It's allowed us to run a broader range of clinics. We will be looking to take that facility back on site as and when we can provide a similar facility on site. Then that's not the next priority in terms of the rebuild project. The next priority for the rebuild project is actually the reprovision or rebuilding of the radiology department. And a fantastic piece of news today was that I received confirmation that we've been given approval to go to tender for that project. The radiology rebuild will allow us to return the radiology services that are currently at the front of the hospital, some of them in prefab accommodation, into the main department. But it also includes a state-of-the-art interventional radiology suite. And the Friends of Letterkenny Hospital had raised funds just under €1 million, about €850,000, for the equipment that would allow us to do a range of interventional radiology and cardiology procedures. And the new unit will have that interventional facilities where that equipment can be utilised. As part of that rebuild, we will need to take our MRI and CT scanners offline during the time we are actually demolishing some of the old coffee dock area and some of the old radiology department. To facilitate that period, and because we need to have a CT capacity on site, we will be putting an interim CT into what used to be the old Medical 2 ward, so over near in the area near where the old casualty department was. And the Friends of Letterkenny are actually currently raising funds to fund that CT scanner going in. When we recommissioned a new radiology department, we'll have our MRI, we'll actually have two CT scanners, because the CT scanner the friends are buying to facilitate rebuild will be retained in the hospital, and we'll have the interventional radiology suite. So we'll have one of the best equipped diagnostic centres in a hospital of our size in the country.